breaking our hearts, really is breaking our hearts. We just can't understand why. Really can't.
And I understand he'd just gone on holiday.
I'd left him to the airport at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening, and his flight left, I think, at 7 o'clock. And that's the last I seen of my son.
And he was obviously looking forward to it. You can see
he was so buzzing. He was shocked. He'd been here from 2 o'clock with his friends, having a wee bit of a do here, and they're carrying on, eating pizza and all 11 of them, all ready just to fly off. The worry always wanted to go for his holiday because he loved music, and you'd have heard him from the bottom of the street before you seen him in his wee car coming home at nights, and you knew Alan was coming home.
And do you know the circumstances of his death as of yet?
No, there's been an autopsy done yesterday, I think, and we'll find out today. So we'll do.
And when are you expecting him home?
Oh, they reckon it could be 7 to 10 days before he's home.
It must be very hard to wait.
Oh, it's killing us. It really is. It's going to be even harder when he does come home.
And what was he like as his son?
Oh, my goodness. He was a fantastic lad. He was serving his apprenticeship in Volvo, Stanley Motorworks, and he had only a year left. His young friend left for Australia a year ago and done very well for himself over there and ended up a manager of a security firm. Alan done security at the weekends. He had a certificate and all. He was a doorman. And Alan worked all the hours God gives. And he had a wee girlfriend there, Montana. And they were all ready for moving in together and all. And he was just a super wee lad. He was straight as a die. Everybody loved him because he was so straight. And if you asked him a question, he told you just, you know, the way it was. There was no ifs, buts or maybes. And the amount of friends he has, my goodness, it's people usually run about in twos and threes as friends. It was all, well, it was dozens. Like, there was 11 of them went, and there was another 15, I think, going out this weekend, and they were all meeting up. You know, so that's the sort of things Alan was involved in. You know, he had a very big circle of friends.
Very popular, lovely.
Oh, fantastic, popular. And I find it hard to say. He couldn't walk past the mirror. He was so vain. You know, he was trimmed every weekend, his wee beard, and he had his hair done every weekend. You know, and my goodness. He got paid monthly in both jobs. And see the weekend that he got paid, he was a millionaire. And everybody got that weekend. You know, me and his mother got flowers. He never missed, you know. And then he was a poor man for 3 weeks. And, you know, daddy gonna have you wouldn't have a tenner for diesel this week. And all. You know, he was just a super child. Super son.
And obviously a hole left in the family.
Oh my goodness. There's a void there at the minute and honestly. I was decorating on Sunday morning, the ensuite, and I said to my oldest son, Lee, I says, Lee and Carl, the youngest boy, I says, go use him and get Alan's room and emptied for him. We're going to decorate it for him from coming home. And he loves his cars, and I had all arranged to have his wee car all followed it for him and all for coming home. But he's not coming home the way I want him. You know, so, so hard.
And you said to me about it's going to be a big funeral, which just shows how popular you are.
Facebook, check Facebook. My goodness, the amount of people. And usually you get people that's writing daft things on Facebook, but my goodness. As I say, his young mate in Australia, he had already rang him to tell him, I'll have a job here for you. Because he ended up a manager over there in a security firm. And he had everything to go for to come home to. Big plans. And I had my backing and all, and you know, and super lot, super wee lot.
And if you just sum him up in a sentence, what would it be?
A lovely young lad, I know. Proud to have him being called after me because he was just mini me. My young junior, it was just me all over, my double. And boy, will I miss him.